Ezekiel chapter 6. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, direct yourself towards the mountains of Israel and prophesy to them, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of my Lord the Lord. This is what my Lord the Lord says to the mountains and to the hills, to the torrents and to the valleys. I am about to bring the sword against you, and I will destroy your idolatrous raised sites. And your altars will be devastated, and your sun images will be broken down, and I will cause your casualties to fall in the presence of your idols. And I will place the corpses of the sons of Israel in front of their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. In all your inhabited regions, the cities will be devastated, and the idolatrous raised sites will be made desolate, so that your altars are devastated and are laid waste, and your idols are broken and put an end to, and your sun images are broken apart, and your works are obliterated. And he who is a casualty will fall in your midst, and you will know that I am the Lord. But I will leave some remaining, so that you have some who escape the sword among the nations when you are scattered in the various countries. And those of your company who escape will remember me among the nations where they have been taken prisoner, because I have been afflicted with their licentious heart, which has departed from me, and with their eyes lusting after their idols. And they will abhor themselves for the evil which they have done with all their abominations. And they will know that I, the Lord, have not spoken in vain that I would do this harm to them. This is what my Lord the Lord says. Strike with your hand and stamp with your foot and say, Alas for all the evil abominations, O house of Israel, for the people will fall by the sword and in the famine and by the pestilence. He who is far off will die in the pestilence, and he who is nearby will fall by the sword, and he who remains and survives those will die in the famine. So I will expend my fury on them, and you will know that I am the Lord when their casualties are among their idols around their altars, on every high hill and on all the summits of the mountains, and under every luxuriant tree and under every bushy terebinth, in the place where they presented a sweet fragrance to all their idols. And I will stretch my hand out against them, and I will make the land a desolation, indeed more desolate than the desert of Diblath, throughout all their inhabited regions, and they will know that I am the Lord.